Okay, Kuf Nun Gim 153. Only a few days left. We got to figure out, Gil, we got to figure out what we're doing for Asiyum. I don't know why I said Gil, but I just know he likes to party. So, we got to figure out what we're doing. We got to brainstorm. But either way, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Still got to go. A few more daf. Here we go. The Gemara says they're right at the top, the end of the first line here on Kuf Nun Gimel 153. Amar Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Drav Mehespedo Shal Adam Nikar Ben Im Ben Olam Habahu Im Lav. If a person's eulogy when they pass away, the way that they speak about them can dictate whether or not dictate, but indicate whether or not he's a person that goes to Olam Habah. The Gemara says, Ini V'Harmalei Rav Lor of Shmuel Bar Shilas Achim Behespeda. That he says to that Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, you have to have some kind of sighing. I think it's referring to. This is Achim, like to stir the hearts of the people during a hesped. So the Gemara Dehasim Kamina, that because I'm going to be over there, meaning he's teaching people that when he dies, he's going to be there and he's going to hear how you're talking about him. You have to make sure it's emotionally jarring so people can, be stirred. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, the reason over there where Rav had to give them instructions, Hu d'mechamu lei v'achim, ha d'mechamu lei v'lo achim. When we talk about the fact that a person goes to Olam Haba, that's referring to the kind of the kind of hesped that is one which causes people to be stirred. When we're talking about the phrase we said before, that you're only going to go to Olam Haba if somebody has a nice hesped, that also is only talking about a hesped which has stirring. So Rav was basically saying the same thing. They were both saying that you have to give a hesped which is emotional for other people. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye L'Rabba Kagon Mar Desanu Le'Kulu Pumbadisai Man Achim Hespeda. So he says, like you, for Rabba, who everybody in Pampadisa hates. I don't know why, but apparently everyone hated Rabba and Pampadisa. Something happened or something. Rashi says it, but I can't really understand it. He says, Ramayim Hain, they were like tricksters. I don't know why that changes anything. But either way, they didn't get along with Rabba, apparently. And so they said, "Why? How are you gonna have an Olam Haba? How are you gonna have a eulogy which everyone respects and emotes for? Because they don't like you." So he says back to them. So I'm gonna just go into here. Amar le mistay at v'Rabba bar Rav Chanan, just you and Rabba bar Chanan to cry for me. That would be enough. So by mine Rabbi Elazar, my Rav Ezu ben Olam Haba, who goes to Olam Haba, Amar Lei Vaznach Tishmana Davar Me'achrech Lemor Zeaderch Lechuvo Ki Samenu V'Chi Sas Me'ilu. The way that you're guaranteed to Olam Haba is you just walk on the you other people listen to what you're saying, and then they follow you. They're inspired by your activities. If other people are inspired by your activities, so then that's a person that's going to go Olam Haba. Olam Haba, and obviously the activity has to be the right activities. Rabbi Chanina Amar Kol Shadas Rabbi Zeder Nelchem, if the rabbis are happy with that person, so that's indicative of them going to Olam Haba. V'savavu v'shuk hasoftim, another pasuk in Koheles. B'nei Galila Amri Asei Devarim Lefnei Mitasecha, you should do things in front of your bed, which literally means the casket. So it means do things do things that people will talk about in front of your casket. That's how Rashi says it. So the Gemara says, "Bnei Yehuda Amri Asi Devarim La'achar Mitasecha." That in Yehuda they would say, not in the Galilee, but in Yehuda they would say, "Do things that are from behind your casket." And both of them are the same thing. Lo Pligi Marki Asrei Marki Asrei. That both of them are really talking about the same thing. That you want to do things that are going to be talked about when you have a casket. And it's just in the Galil, they would speak from in front of the casket, and Yehuda, they would speak from behind the casket. So they're really basically just saying the same thing. I don't know if people know the book, what's it called now? I'm forgetting. good character or something like that by David Brooks. He talks about Rav Soloveitchik's idea of eulogy virtues versus resume virtues. And he says that this generation talks too much about resume virtues, the things that you accomplish, and doesn't talk enough about eulogy virtues, things that you have to be, that people will talk about at your funeral. So here you have it in the Gemara, that you should live life. You want to be a Ben Olam Haba, you should do things that people will talk about, focus on doing things that people will talk about in front of your casket. Somewhat of a morbid way to look at it, but as we know from Koheles, that's a lot of the theme, is seeing life as what you wanted to leave with afterwards. Either way, so the Gemara then says, Tanan Hasam, the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Levnei Mesascha, you should always do tshuva before you die. You might be familiar with this. So Shalu Tamidav asked Rabbi Eliezer, so they asked Rabbi Eliezer, V'chi Adam Yodezu Ezu Yomos, how does anybody know what day you're going to die? So Amar Lehem V'kol Shekein Yashuv Hayom Shem Yomos L'machar. So he says back to them, of course, that's what it means, that you should do tshuva, because you never know when you're going to die. Maybe you're going to die tomorrow. V'nimsa Kol Yama B'tshuva, and you're going to find every one of your days is going to be done with repentance, because you're always going to assume that this is going to be your last day. V'yav Shlomo Amar B'chachmaso B'chol Eis Yiyu B'gadach Levanim Hashem Al Roshecha Yechzar, that Al Yechzar, that every time your clothing should be white, meaning that a person should have a clean slate, meaning you should do tshuva. Similarly with the oil, you should be anointed. Another reference to being pure. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mashal Melech Shezimenes Avad Avil Sudav El Kavel Hem Zman. We saw another mashal for a melech yesterday, in a different way of the borrowing of the clothing. So here it's saying that a king invited a bunch of his servants to a meal, v'lo kavel hem zman, but he didn't tell them what time during the day. Pichin shebehem kishdu asatman v'yashva pesach beis hamelech, those who were very smart, very wise, so they got all dressed up, they got all decorated, and they came to the king's palace, and they just waited there. So klum chasul beis hamelech, so he says, is there anything that the king is missing that he needs extra time to prepare? If he invites us, that means he's ready for a feast right now. So the wise person goes to the palace right away. So Tipshin Shabahan Hachul Mlatan, but the fools go and do their work. Why? Amrul Kumish Sudablo Torah. If the king needs to make a meal, so that means it's gonna take a little bit of time. So we've got a little time to go work. So the same thing's true. The mashal continues. Pissam bikei shemelach asavatav pichin shebehen nichnasu lefanu k'shem mekushatin. The wise people that were already ready. The king, after he suddenly invited everybody in, so all of them that were decorated, all dressed up, they already went in. Vatifshir nichnasu lefanu k'shem mekushatin, and they came from work. The fools, and therefore they were all dirty when they came into the king's house, the king's palace. So Amar halal shekishu atzasman lesuda, those who prepared themselves for the meal and respect my invitation, so they'll be able to eat at the meal. Yesh v'yochel v'yishtu, they can sit and eat and drink. Halal shelo kishtu atzman lesuda yamdu v'yiru, they're going to stand to the side and they're going to watch. Chasno shu Rabbi Meir mishum Rabbi Meir Amar, the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, unclear why he doesn't have a name, but either way, the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir said about Rabbi Meir, quoted from Rabbi Meir, af hein nirin k'misham shemin, Even they look like they're actually serving at the meal. It's not just that they're not partaking; they're watching. It's that they're actually serving the meal. Elu ve'elu yoshvin, they're both sitting. Halal ochlim v'halal reven, they're able to sit in the same meal. Again, this is all part of the analogy of what we're doing in life, that they're sitting and they're eating, and they're sitting and they're hungry. Halal shosim v'halal tzmein, they're drinking and they're thirsty. Shdemar komar shemini avadai av. Avada yochelu ve'atem tiravu, hine avada yishtu ve'atem titzma'u, hine avada yaron mituv lev ve'atem titzaku mekev lev. Pasuk from Yeshayahu, that they're not eating, they're drinking, you're not drinking, they are satisfied and they are screaming because of the pain in their hearts. So too, everyone should see it as if we're going to the king's palace every single day. We should always be dressing up. We should always be adorning ourselves, i.e. doing tshuva, so when the time comes and Hashem ultimately invites us to the meal, we'll be able to partake and we won't have to sit there watching everybody else partake instead. Davar acher b'chol esu b'gedach levanim elu tzitzis v'shemen al rashecha al yechzar elu tefillin. Doesn't quote who's giving this drasha, but another drasha from the pasuk we said before from Koheles is that your clothing should always be clean. That's referring to tzitzis. Should always have clean clothing, white clothing. And v'shemen al rashecha is referring to tefillin. Unclear what the connection between oil and tefillin is, but either way, that's another way to read the pasuk. Tzitzis and tefillin, hadron alach shoel. Okay, new topic. Maybe this has happened to some people before. Let's say you're going on Friday afternoon, and you know it's getting late, and you're busy, and you got to do stuff. But lo and behold, Shabbos creeps up on you, and you are caught outside of the tchum, or you're caught in a way that's compromising for Shabbos. So here's the Mishnah. Mishi hichshif baderach. You're walking on the way, and you're carrying all this stuff, and now it's getting dark. Nos in kisul enachri, you can give your wallet to a non-Jew. V'im einim onachri, manichu al chamor. And if you don't have a non-Jew with you, so then you can put it on a donkey. Higi al chatzar achitzana, if you come to the latest place where you can have a little bit of security that your stuff will be protected. Note to us, akhele netolim b'shabbos v'shein netolim b'shabbos matar achava ma'asak and nof l'me'alein. That you can take the stuff that you're gonna that is usable for Shabbos, that you've prepared for Shabbos. So that stuff you're allowed to hold on to, and the stuff that you're not allowed to use for Shabbos. So then you just release it from the donkey and you let it fall down. Okay, so a lot of nuances required here. So the Gemara first says, "My time, Asharu le Rabbanu lemesa kisa lenachri. Why are you allowed to give your wallet to a non-Jew? We know that there's an issur to give to a non-Jew. We've talked about that a few times already. You can't just have the non-Jew do something for you on Shabbos." So the Gemara says, "Kimlehu Rabbanu de ain other Muhammad atzmal amamona." As we know, carrying a wallet is only an issur de Rabbanu. It's only muktzah. And therefore, when it comes to this wallet, we know that a person is going to want to keep that wallet. He's going to want to make sure in any way possible he's going to carry it and protect it. So therefore, the rabbi said, better that a non-Jew should take it than for them to take it themselves. If we don't allow him to give it to the non-Jew, then he's going to walk with it for almost in the public domain. So Amar Rava, dafka kiso, aval metzia lo pshit lo. Rava says, the only time we're allowed to do this is if it's your wallet. But if it's something that you found along the way, so then you're not allowed to carry that. So the Gemara says, pshita, kiso tenan, it says specifically your wallet, so why would you think anything else? So the Gemara says, mahu tetema hua denafil metzia, vajiktan kiso orcha demelso katani. Maybe the only reason that the Mishnah said kiso is because that's a normal thing for people to carry. But there are other things people carry also. So maybe that would also be included, anything that you found along the way. So kamash balan. So velo amran ela delo asi liyade. And this is only referring to something which he had not yet picked up. Meaning you can't, the second Shabbos comes in, see, oh, look at that nice toy, look at that nice book, or whatever you find. You can't just see that when Shabbos comes in, pick it up and give it to the non-Jew so he could carry stuff for you. About Asi Liyade, if however he was already holding it, so Kikise Dami, it's as if it's his own property, and just like we'd allow you to carry the wallet, we'd allow you to carry your property. Dimi Ika de Amri, Kikise Dami. Ika de Amri Bai Rava Metzia Haba Liyado Mahu. Or alternatively, we have another version of this conversation, another version of this halacha. So Rava asks, what if you find something along the way? Kevin da as liyad da kikise dami. O dema kevin da l'tarach b'hu alav kikise dami. Is it like his, or is it something which is not his? And therefore, he didn't work for it, and therefore we're not going to be lenient for it. So teku, according to the version with Rava, we do not have a halacha, we don't have a mezgana, and therefore presumably we would pass on the chumra about that, although it does seem like we pass on the kula, so presumably we don't pass on like this version of Rava. So Gemara then says, Eini monachri, as the Mishnah had said, if there's no non-Jew there, so you put it on a donkey. So tamat eini monachri, hayeshi monachri lenachri ayavlei. So if there was a choice, the only reason you would give it to a donkey is because there's no non-Jew there, but if there was a non-Jew, you give it to the non-Jew. So Gemara says, my taima. Why would you prefer the non-Jew over the donkey? So chamor ata mitzuva al shvivasa. Nachri ata mitzuva al shvivasa. When it comes to the donkey, so we have a pasuk that tells us ata v'itzva v'vim techa. You are obligated to make sure that your animals aren't doing work for you also. as opposed to the non-Jew, assuming he's not in any way part of your household, so then you're not achayev to keep him resting on Shabbos also. So here's an interesting, philosophically interesting compare and contrast of different types of people here. So chamor v'cheresh, shot v'katan. So let's say you've got a donkey, a deaf mute, a fool, and a child. You'll notice here that all three of those people are not chayv in mitzvos. However, they're part of your household, presumably. Although unclear. I'm not sure Rashi doesn't say. Either way, so you've got a donkey and three of these people that aren't chayv in mitzvos. So the Gemara says, achamor manachle. You put it on the donkey, presumably because they are the donkey is not a person, and therefore to the distance of someone who's violating Shabbos, we try to distance ourselves from anybody doing that, even if it's a person that's not chayav mitzvos. So the Gemara says, "L'cher shot v'katan lo yahiv lei my taima." So I guess could have just read the next line. "Hani adam hai lav adam." These are people. These aren't people. This donkey is not a person, and therefore it's better. So Gemara says, "V'yesh b'mino shechayv mitzvos." Rashi says, "V'yesh b'mino shechayv mitzvos v'asulich lufay." Because if you're going to give it to a person, even if it's a person that's not chayv mitzvos, we're worried that you're going to give it to somebody else who is chayv mitzvos, and therefore we're not going to say to give it to the person, give it to the donkey instead. So the Gemara says, "Cherish v'shota l'shota." If it's between the deaf mute and the fool, so you give it to the fool. Rashi says because he has no das, he has no no thought processes, and therefore you won't confuse him with somebody else. Shota v'katan l'shota. If you have a fool and a child, so you give it to the fool also. So ibayaluhu cherish v'katan mai. So the question: what about a deaf mute and a child? So in both the deaf mute and the child were beat out the fool. So the Gemara is now asking which one of these two wins. It's sort of like a somewhat of a tournament of sorts here. Maya aliba de Rabbi Eliezer lo tibayalach. We don't ask him according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Tan Rabbi Yitzchak Omim Shum Rabbi Eliezer over the page. Trumas cheresh. Sorry. Lo seitzei lechulim neshu safek. The truma of a cheresh, the truma of a cheresh, meaning the truma that a cheresh takes, is not considered to be real truma, and therefore it's considered to be real truma, and therefore a non kohen is not allowed to have it. Hold on. Have a truma lasor lazar and viachsor viatrum pikach acheres. So we don't know if his truma was real truma, and therefore you have to take out truma again because of shusafik. Presumably that means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would give it to the katan because the cheresh is possibly, you know, still the deaf mute is still possibly a bona fide chiyuv and mitzvos. So you would not give it to the cheresh, you would give it to the katan. But when we do have the question, kiti bayalach, aliv de rabbanan, de tznach hamisha lo yitromu v'im yitromu in trumas and truma. We learned this in the Mishnah after Shacharis one day a few months ago. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that if you have any of these five people that do truma, that take truma, none of them work. So Elohim, what are those people? Cheresh shot v'katan v'hatorm sheshenu shalom v'nachash shintar meshel yisrael. A deaf mute, a fool, and a child, and someone who takes truma from something which is not his, and a non-Jew who takes truma from a Yisrael's portion, a filber shuso in shemasa truma, even if it's in his property, that does not work. So the Gemara basically implies here from this Mishnah, it must be that the cheresh and the katan are the same status. And now we have a question: if both of them are the same status, and we're not going to consider the cheresh as a safek case. So then what is going, like Rabbi Eliezer, so what is going to be the halacha in terms of Shabbos? Which one would you prefer to give it to? So the Gemara says, "Mai l'cherisha mai." So what's the halacha? L'cherisha evle de katan asu l'klal das. Should you give it to the deaf mute? Because eventually a katan is going to be a bona fide mitzvah observer. which, according to a deaf mute, is never going to be. Oh, Dilma Katan Yalev, or maybe you should give it to the Katan now, because the Cheresh, even though he's deaf mute, because of his I guess, intellectual bona fides, so you'll be able to give it to somebody else who maybe you'll mix up with somebody else, and you'll give it to them, which we don't want you to do, obviously. So, Asil Echluv Gadol Pikeach. So, Ika de Amri, another way to say it, L'cherish Ha'evlei Ika de Amri, L'katan Ya'evlei, some say they give it to L'cherish, some say give it to the Katan. Okay, unclear how we would paskin there, I don't know. Doesn't seem like we have a maskana there. I'm trying to just quickly look at Rashi here. Doesn't look like you have any halachas coming out of this. Tosfos says, Tosfos says the whole thing is somewhat of a wonderment because we didn't say Asi Lachlufe by Ashota. That's an interesting question. But a fool is also a big person, right? He's an adult. He could still be a fool. And therefore, why would we give it to the Shota before we give it to the Katan if that was really a real logic there? But either way, we'll have to see. Hopefully we never get into that situation. So, Ein Sham Lo Nachri Lo Chamer Lo Cheresh Lo Shota Lo Katan Mai. So what if you have nobody there? You can't pass it on to anyone. So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Od Acheres Haysalo. There's one other piece of advice, one other suggestion, Lo Ratzu Chachamim Leglosa, but the rabbis didn't want people to know about it. So my Ora Acheres Haysa, what does that mean? What is that next piece of suggestion? We're among friends here, we're not going to tell anyone. So Malicho Pachos Pachos Medalat Amos. You're going to walk it less than 4 Amos. Right, as we know, the Isser is only if you're going to walk at 4 Amos. But if you're going to walk it less than 4 Amos and stop, so that's not a bona fide, that's not a significant walking in terms of the Isser Daraisa, and therefore, that could be a way out, according to the Rabbanan, who made that, who do have a gezerah, not, by the way, not to walk less than 4 amos, as we'll see here. So the Gemara says, "Amai lo ratzu chacham leglosa? Why didn't you want people to know that? If that's really the halacha." So the Gemara says, "Mishim kvod alukim haster davar uchvod malachim chakor davar." The pasuk in Mishlei, that's the respect of Hashem to keep things quiet. Something's quiet. So the Gemara says, Ika Dilma Asila Suli Dalit Amos Mishas Rabim. We don't want people to violate this principle of walking less than 4 lest they come to walk more than 4. So that's another possibility. So Tanya, the Braisa tells us an interesting story that we learned way back when. Where was it? We learned it earlier on in the Masechta. I forgot where. Either we learned this story about Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, disagreed about something, disagreed about a lot of things, and one day Beis Hillel's people didn't show up to the Beis Medrash for one reason or another, and Beis Shammai was able to get through a bunch of different halachos, vote in a bunch of gezeras that Beis Hillel would have outvoted him for, and thereby make certain halachos. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bo Bayom Gadshusa. Rabbi Eliezer said that on that day they piled up a bunch of stuff, meaning that they added a nice significant addition to the halacha. So Rabbi Yoshua Omer Bo Bayom Machkusa. Rabbi Yoshua says no, they took away things, meaning Rabbi Eliezer was okay with Beis Shammai because they're both machmir niks, right? Both of them are more careful than other people. Rabbi Yoshua is saying no, they took things away, because the Rashi says Harbu Ligzor Yoster Midai V'Ein Yichol Amlu Gzer Sam. The regular people, the regular non-rabbinic people are not going to be able to hold by all these gezeras. They're too strict. So Rabbi Yeshua says on that day when they passed all these halachos, it was actually bad for people. It took away things. Right? You lost what you gained, basically. So Tanya, Mishal Rabbi Eliezer L'mad Mashal Rabbi Eliezer L'mad David Omer L'kupa Malea Kishun Udlun. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's like you had a box full of produce, of cucumbers and gourds, and then you add in the mustard seeds that can fill in the gaps. That's what it means that they did something significant. Beis Shammai was able to do something significant that day. And it becomes stronger because you fill in the gaps. Something which is full of honey. And then you put in produce, like pomegranates and nuts, v'humakia, and then the honey pours out. So sometimes you add things and it fills in the gaps, and sometimes you add things and it overflows what you already had. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. But how do you look at that scene, Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, when they ran through all those different halachos? Amar Mar, Eini Monachrim Nicha Chomer V'Halom Achamer. But we have this. So we said before in the Mishnah that if you don't have a non-Jew, so you put it on a donkey. But wait a second, there's an Isser Daraisa. Rachmana Amar Lo Tasek Kol Malacha. You're not allowed to guide your donkey to do things on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Adabar Hava Manicha Alek Shima Alekas V'hi. So you put it on it while the donkey's still moving. And therefore, it's not going to have akira, right? As we know, in order to carry something, you have to be situated in place, pick something up, and then walk it, and then put it something down. But if the donkey's already moving, so you put it on the donkey while it's still moving, and thereby it won't have a significant akira, because it is already moving. You haven't sort of uprooted itself. So Amar Rabbi Ada Bar Hava Minicha Alek Shima Alek. So Ha'yev Shar Delo Kaim Elash Sin Maim Ulahat Galalim. But of course, the donkey is going to stop at some point. It can't continue on forever. So the Gemara says, no. When the donkey is moving, you put it on. And when the donkey is about to stop, so you take it off before it stops. And I guess you have to continue walking. Right? You ever see those joggers that come to a red light? So they continue running. Right? So same type of thing. You have to continue walking. You can't stop. I've told you the story about somebody who came to our house and thought that they could drive through the red lights, and that would be that wouldn't be problematic because there's never an akira, which is not true, because obviously they're pushing on the pedal and causing ignition every time they do that. So that's halacha ister derais. Anyways, so the Gemara then says iha chiyafil chavir nami. So then you can do that with your friend also. What do you need a donkey to continuously walk? Just have your friend continuously walk and just put it on him. So Amr of Papa, Kosha Begufu Chayev Chatas Bechavir Pater Avalaser. Anything which you yourself, which is a very interesting concept, I'm not sure how we apply this to other situations, but anything that you yourself would be Chayev Chatas for, your friend is only Chayev Midrabanan, or you're only Chayev Midrabanan to give to your friend. Kosha Vir Chpater Avalaser Bechamoro Motul Chachila. Anything which, if you did it to your friend, it would be Midrabanan. If you did it to your donkey, it would be mutla chachila. That doesn't really answer the question about the Isser Daraisa, but presumably this concept of walking and just putting it on them is going to be mutter for the donkey, whereas if you would give it to a friend who's walking, it would still somehow be Asr Midrabanan. Not sure why. Maybe there's a gezera to do something like that without an akira and an ach also. I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Adabar Hava Haisa Chavilas Menachzak Sefo Ras Tachta Asr Megillah Beso. So a person's holding something, and you have no brayer, you can't give it to anybody else. So just keep walking with the package on your shoulder until you get to your house. Daf garatz. That's only if you're not walking. You have to be running. Aval kali kali lo. You can't just walk slowly. Why? My taima. Kevan de leis lehekera aslameh barakir v'hanacha. As long as you're running, you'll be noticing that you're doing something different, and therefore you're going to maintain that pace, so that you don't, you're going to realize what you're doing, and you're not going to stop. Sof sof kimat lebeisa yev shadul kai porta of a kaimav shosarabim lishosiyachid. But how are you going to do? What are you going to do when you get into your house? When you get into your property, you're going to have to put it down at some point. There's going to be an akira and an anacha. So the Gemara says, no, the zarek leikla achrayad. When you get into the house, you just dump it over your shoulder, and it's as if you didn't put it down. How exactly that works? It's a shinoi. It's something which is not within the Torah definition of placement. I'm not sure, but either way, Amar Rabbi Amar Rami Bar Chama Hamachamer Achar Behemta B'Shabbes B'Shogi Chayev Chatas B'Mezek Chayev Skila. Someone who's guiding their animal behind their animal on Shabbos. If you did it, if it's a shogi, you get a chatas. It's Mezek Skila. So my taima. So Amar Rava Amar Kra Lo Sasekom Lacha Atu V'Emtecha. Behemdo dumya dide, mahu bishogi chayev chatas b'mezid chayev skila, af behemdo nami bishogi chayev chatas b'mezid chayev skila. The pasuk continues, sort of juxtaposes you and the animal, and therefore anything you do gets a chatas and a skila, so too anything the animal does for you is going to chatas and skila. So Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas b'davar. Rava says, I've got two responses to that could disprove that. First of all, chada, dechziv tara achas yalachem lo'osa bishkagav hanef shetase b'yad rama. Hokcha kol tara kul avodah zara. Right, that pasuk, which is in Bamidbar, not really sure where. So it says that anything that you do, any punishment is compared to avodah zarah. Ma avodah zarah da'avod ma'aseh begufei. You're only chayev if you do avodah zarah with your own body. Hachanami ad da'avod ma'aseh begufei ve'od tenan. That's so here clearly also, if your animal is doing something, you can't get the same punishment. It's not the same as it's not like avodah zarah. You have to do it yourself. Ve'od tenan, and furthermore it says hamachal as a shabbos b'davar shechayev in hashkas uchatav azdono skila mechlal di'ika mid de'en chayev in hashkas uchatav azdono skila. There must be something based on the way that the phrasing of that of that line is. There must be something that your chayev chatas for shogig and not skila for the mezid, because it says anything which is like this. So it must be something that's not like this. So mechlat ikamidi de'en chaylish kasuk chatas v'alzuron skila u'mayinihu lav de mechamer. Isn't it referring to the lava of mechamer of guiding your animal, which you'd only be chayiv maybe shogig, never you'd only be chayiv chatas shogig, but not mezid. I don't know. So the Gemara says lo tchumin v'aliba de'Rabbi Akiva v'avara aliba de'Rabbi Yosi machloksim, that we've seen before, that no, they're not referring to mechamer, they're referring to Tchum, according to Rabbi Akiva, gets a different punishment, presumably because it's an Isser Aseh, and Havara, because it was L'chalik Yatzas, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it would be L'lav Yatzas, it would be a different punishment, based on the fact that it was mentioned explicitly, what is that, I think in maybe Tetzaver or something, as opposed to other halachas. The one before one is in Shlach. Okay, Shkayach everyone! Have a good day. I cannot log off from the channel because it's still on in the shul, so you're going to have to log yourselves off. Alrighty, have a good day.